Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on your Sunday. What a beautiful fall day that it is, and it's been all this past week. It has been just a time of excitement in the air as we look towards the, you know, Halloween that will be just virtually around the corner. Who could believe it's October 2nd already, and things are moving and changing quickly and fast. But I just want to encourage you about a few things. I've got several friends that are farmers. And especially during this harvest season, they have to move equipment. They have to move tractors, combines, big wagons, and all that stuff has to go down the highway to get to their next portion of land space that they harvest their the corn or the beans or whatever it might be that they're doing. But I think it's really essential, especially as Iowans, we should give those men and women a break, folks. Don't get frustrated with them when you're trying to go by and just give, for better words of saying, gestures or just angry looks. You know what? Those men and women are working. Less than 1.5% of Americans are farmers or ranchers. And folks, we need to give those folks a break because they actually are feeding not only our nation, but the nations. So let's just, folks, give them a break. Just help them out. But maybe today you jumped on to KBOE 104.9 FM and you're traveling down the highway. We want to thank you for being part of our ministry this morning. And just, we've got a great word. I believe that God is going to use us and what's being said this morning to give us a word of encouragement today and also to a word of an insight. Also to those of you that are headed on your way to church, just blessings and safety as you travel. And just that the Lord will be with you and the Holy Spirit will just be anointing over your services this morning. Also, too, many of you say, hey, Mike, I listen on Sunday morning. Thank you so much. I always like to give a big shout out to Miss Diane and some of the other ones that are out there listening. Just thank you for being there. And just it's just so encouraging when they come up and say, hey, I listened to you last week. I just want to thank you so much for doing that. But with that being said, just a few announcements that are coming up. Vital Men are back. We are in four different locations this year. On Tuesday nights, we're in Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, and also two over in Knoxville. And then on Wednesday nights, we are in New Sharon. So if you got a chance and you want to plug into Vital Ministries, we got some great places for you to get involved in. We are actually studying the life of David and seeing this man in the midst of the very beginnings of his anointing as king, as he takes a period of time before, I believe, 14 years before he actually becomes the king of Israel, and just his journey, and also, too, the highs and the lows and the things that happens in his life. But he went down as one of the greatest kings ever in history for Israel as a nation. So I just think it's pretty cool as we study this man's life. Matter of fact, outside of Jesus Christ, he is the second person most talked about in the Bible. Pretty remarkable. He made a major impact in his lifetime. Also, too, Vital Men, this coming Tuesday night in Oskaloosa, meat is back on the menu. We do the first of the month where we have food. And those of you who are listening saying, hey, Mike, I don't know when that is, but come Tuesday night. We have a great chef by the name of Scott Versteeg. My understanding, he actually took a picture of his brisket. He was getting ready to cook, and this guy can really cook. He should be a chef or in a restaurant. He is that good, and I'm not exaggerating whatsoever. But you should come to Vital Men from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. We're going to have a great time studying the life of David. You don't want to miss out on that. Also, too, we send out devotionals. Six days a week with Vital Life and 5 days a week with Vital Men. You don't want to miss out on this because it's just a great time as both men and women to get plugged in, to get that nugget of encouragement in the midst of our crazy days of how life is and just a blessing. So I just encourage you, don't miss out on that. This week, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at the prophetic. Looking into what the prophets are sharing. And for the last 2 weeks in October, I'm going to have a special guest by the name of Pastor Bill Tweed, and we'll be discussing the up-and-coming November election and the importance of the election and how you vote. But let's look at what the prophets and their prophecies mean. First, a prophet is one who speaks God's truth or one who speaks forth or an advocate. They have spiritual insight, and they have the ability to see in the future. In the Bible, prophets often can have both a teaching and a revolutionary role. They declare God's truth. The prophet Isaiah, for example, touched in both the present and the future of his day. He boldly preached about the corruption of the nation of Israel in Isaiah 1:4. And this is what it says. Oh, what a sinful nation they are, loaded down with the burden of guilt. He also delivers a grand vision of the future of Israel in Isaiah 25, verse 8. He swallows up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away their tears. He will remove them forever, all insults, mockery against his land and people. The Lord has spoken. Now, folks, as we look at this, we see in the Bible how people are getting involved in the midst of things that are going on in their nation. Now, I'm talking about the political agendas. And I think it's so important because I believe this. The reason why America is in the state that it is because I believe that the church has been silent. It has not chosen to step into the political arena of which I believe is biblical, which was just two of the verses that I read this morning, and many, many more, shows that the importance of getting both Christian men and women in the places of governing within our nation. And we're going to speak about that a lot more this morning because we're going to see how the prophetic aligns with the very words I'm saying. There are some prophets today that I really believe in, and I sense God's anointing. I'm just going to name a few of them this morning. One of them is Dutch Sheets. You can go to his website. Check it out. He is. Give him 15. I read his article most mornings. He's an incredible prophet. I believe in what he sees. Another one is Wanda Alger. I really like her. She does some really good, speaks a really good truth. Also, too, this morning, we're actually going to be using some of Betty King's information. And also, too, Steve Schultz with Elijah List is probably the one who gets different prophets around the nation and has them write for Elijah List. It's just a great. So I encourage you need to go to that website, Elijah List, and check it out because it's really, really important. Just some really good stuff. But obviously, there are also some false prophets out there. And that's why it's important for us to always check the spirit. And that's what they speak, is what they're speaking about aligns with the word of God, the Bible itself. And that's just critical today because there's so much false teaching as well that's out there. So I just encourage you to do that as you go about in the midst of your week. This past week, I was reading one of the posts on Elijah List that I'm sharing with you this morning. And one of the prophets wrote about five types of warriors that are being called to the front lines. Warriors who are fighting in the spiritual. The Apostle Paul, he writes about the war in Ephesians 6, in chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. As a matter of fact, in verse 12, it says this, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and the authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Man, doesn't that describe exactly how we are living today of what is going on? The darkness of the enemy illuminates over our nation and its leaders. That's why this post struck me so much, to prepare for spiritual battle in the days ahead. I think it's essential for us to be prepared and be ready for battle. But before you can be ready for battle, folks, you've got to be ready within yourself. You got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And what I mean by that you first of all got to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, to forgive you of your sins, and then also to ask him to be your Lord. But doing that and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak into your heart and your life, that gets you in right position with the Lord himself. And when you're right with the positioning of Jesus himself, then he can position you into being a warrior for him in the Lord's army. That's much like what it was for, I love the portion of King David when he goes out to come against Goliath. And Israel is afraid, is intimidated. He comes out and he goes, "Who is this uncircumcised giant that defies the living God?" I tell you what, I don't know about every time I read that, just a rush, a cold shriek goes up and down my back. And that's exactly what it is, how it was then and how it is today. And I just think we've got a lot of uncircumcised giants out there that are in the midst of leading our nation. And I think we need to have some Davids out there. We need to have some warriors out there that go as contenders and go in the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit and the direction that God leads them. But let's look this morning at the five types of spiritual warriors that I believe that is significant that will help us in the days ahead. Warrior number one. These are the flame throwers. These warriors are appointed by God to burn away false signs of harvest. Too often in the church that people make declarations of things that God is about to do and of the great harvest that is about to come, yet no produce, no fruit is being yielded by them. Nothing is seen. There's no souls won for Christ, no growth in their church. Other growth, matter of fact, only growth that actually happens within the church is by having more babies, but that isn't growth. We need to have growth and people who are willing to come to Christ to go out with them. And what I mean by that, we need today churches to be alive and on fire for Jesus, welcoming everyone in the church and the baggage they're living with. That's what we're afraid to do. We're afraid to get in the midst of other people's baggage, the stuff that they got going on. We all have stuff. We all have baggage. But I think what better place for the church to be is a place for people to come. Sometimes in order to win someone to Christ, you have to get a little dirty. Often in churches, we want people to look and act like us to the people as to the people we don't know. We have a certain criteria of what people, the expectations who come to our church. Matter of fact, I heard one pastor speak to me at Mike, we like to keep people within our cultural realm of economics. What he means by that is about what they make. And I thought, man, how sad is that? Where do you find that in the Bible? One night we had a man that had come to our Bible study in Vital Men who wore, for better words of saying, he wore an off-color t-shirt with a statement. But this is what I did. I paid no attention to it because I know he was wanting to draw attention to it, so I didn't. Another man had come up to me in the group and said, hey, man, do you see what he's wearing tonight? And I said, absolutely. I'm more glad that he was here than what is written on his t-shirt. See, I believe the Holy Spirit will deal with a person like that as we read the Bible and it gets influenced and structured of why not? Why can't they come to a place like that? Too often, again, we want people to dress a certain way, speak a certain way, and act a certain way. But flamethrowers, no, they don't do that. They see right through. See, folks, God is raising up flamethrowers to burn up the lingering issues, attitudes, and entanglements in the church. It says in Matthew 13:8, still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produce crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as that was planted. Man, we are in harvest season even now. And we can see the growth from one grain of corn that creates a stalk that creates possibly 1 to 2 ears of corn. We need to be like that. We need to have folks that are willing to be flamethrowers and get rid of that negativity that we have in the church. Warrior number two is this, the underwater divers. Man, you got to stay with me on this one. These warriors will submerge themselves in the deep things of God to rescue what has been lost. It says in Isaiah 45:3, it says, God declares to us, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places. Now, what he's talking about here is that these warriors will go deep to salvage treasures and riches of a movement that once happened, that were born in the Spirit, but they were not maintained and went to the bottom of the sea itself. These warriors will go after people and they will recover and become what was restored. They will restore souls who lost their way, beaten up by life and the storms of life itself. Man, isn't that exciting when you just think about that for a moment? Maybe that's the kind of warrior you're called to be, an underwater diver. They will bring broken promises that sank, and they will bring them back. Like the axe, that head that was in Elisha, brought back, they will do the same thing, and the ministries will revive again. There was a great loss to the church during COVID, wasn't there, folks? Governments and states shut down the church, prohibiting them to attend. And when the churches reopened, the sad thing is people stayed home. They lost hope and sank to the contentment of being alone, watching church on TV, rather than being with the believers in church. Boy, do we need warriors today who are willing to dive deep and restore souls. Maybe that is the calling that God has for you. He wants you to be a deep diver. He wants you to submerge into the ocean of the self and go after the lost souls. How cool would that be? Warrior number three, if you can't tell, folks, I'm excited this morning because I believe God is raising up great warriors. Warrior number three, the groundsman. These are the warriors who boots are on and ready to take the ground. They bring the good news of the gospel. They are like Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful the mountain and the fact of the messengers who will bring the good news of peace and salvation, the news that God of Israel reigns. Amen. Man, how cool is that? These folks are leaders with their words. They're truth sayers, and they remove misunderstandings and bring unity and reconciliation to people and also within the church itself. Man, do we need groundmen today? We need warrior groundmen, folks. Too often, what we watch or what we listen to is basically half truth. And we need truth sayers. We need truth sayers in our pulpits today who aren't afraid of the hard issues to speak on, who stand firm on biblical values. We need a generation of groundsmen who stand united in battle with the truth of the Lord in their hands, coming against the hypocrisy and not taking what the word of the Lord says. We need an army of Christians to boot up and make ready for the greatest battle our nation has ever seen yet. It's not about whether you're blue or you're red in a party. It's about standing up for God and holding on to His word. Man, can I get an amen on that this morning? That is exactly what we need today. People who are the groundsmen, who are ready to do the warfare, the battle that's got the hand-to-hand combat to get rid of the hypocrisy that we've allowed to be within our churches today. It saddens me that we see so much that's happening, the debates of whether or not the things that are clearly stated in the Bible, that why we go against people that it's talking about homosexuality, that we should make it okay that it is. Folks, the Bible clearly states within that homosexuality is a sin. Also, too, the abortion of babies, that I cannot believe that a party would stand alongside with and said it's part of a woman's body and a woman's right. That is within a statement. A woman's body is her portion. But folks, what about the person the body of the person that's within her? They don't have a choice. Matter of fact, they don't even call them a human. They call them a thing. And I tell you what, that goes against biblical values. Also, too, we need men and women to stand up against that. Also, too, we need men and women against sex trafficking. That goes not only within our nation, but around the world itself. It's time to stand up, get up, be a voice, roar, and do what God is calling you to do today. Man, oh man, man. I'm excited this morning, and I just believe God is up to something as working with people's lives, the very people I'm listening to will hear my voice this morning. Warrior number four, the snipers. The warriors are not only watchmen, but their eyes are wide open and alert to what is going within Christ Church. They are able to act out with accuracy. They can take out things that are hindrances within the body of Christ. These warriors will detect and eliminate whatever the devil is trying to do to cause trouble, dissension, and confusion within the church itself. These fighters will be the forerunners and watch for the whatever hinders and is created by the enemy himself. In battle, the snipers are usually work alone. They are camouflaged. They have a keen sense of hitting their target. They watch for the deception of people and the wolves amongst the sheep. Man, do we need snipers today? We need the snipers today to rise up and make ready for the place of battle, to push the edge in order to save the many. They are risk takers. We need their deacons and elders within the church itself. They need to be the sharpshooters. They need to be the snipers. They need to be the ones that are watching over the flock and making sure that the truth of God is being spoken. And also, too, that instead of inflicting more pain on when they see one of the brothers and sisters going wayward, they bring them in. They have meetings. They talk with them. They don't come and beat them up about what they're doing. They're coming, "Can I pray for you? What can we do to help you get back in a right relationship with Jesus Christ?" That's the kind of deacons and elders I'm talking about. That's the kind of snipers that we need in the church today. They care for the sheep, and they care because they are clothed in Christ's righteousness. That's why they do what they do. Man, I tell you what, folks, that's exciting if we could have men and women in the church itself, that the deacons and the elders, they are on fire. They become the true watchmen. They're the snipers. They're ready to take out that enemy with their very shots that the God brings upon them. Warrior number five, the Air Force. These warriors are the truth bombers. They take a hold of the word of God and with the power, and they are the ones that drop the bombs and have great impact. They carry the explosive power of the Spirit of God. They are always ready and bravery at all times. They will be detectors of the mass revivals and deliverances. They are prepared and anointed for such a time as this. Yes, the Air Force, the men and women in the Air Force, they are so full of the Holy Spirit that their words are explosive. The word of God has power and source. It's untainted. It's protected down through the ages. Matter of fact, John the Baptist, he was part of the Air Force in his day. His words exploded in the hearts of men. Even rulers of Israel knew that he was a great prophet. Even Jesus himself said John the Baptist was the greatest of all prophets. Today we need men and women who are willing to be the bombers in the places of their work, in the places of their home, in the church, and speak with boldness of the Holy Spirit. These men and women, I believe, will fly over and they will see what's going on, because God has got a keenness of them to be have an awareness of what's outside and from above. They can see, because not only what they see from above, because they're anointed from what's above. You see, folks, God will raise up men and women who will be raised up in such an hour as this. They will have a fresh prophetic mantle placed on them. And if you're one of those people, you need to rise up this morning if you're really hearing the words I'm saying. Take on your mantle as a warrior and be bold mouthpiece for the Lord, for your family, and for your nation. The Bible reminds us to pray without ceasing. Isn't that true, folks? Pray without ceasing and to seek God's face. Man, are you willing today to be one of these five warriors? One that are willing to take the land, ones that are willing to stand up for the fight, those who are ready to take the battle back. We need the folks in the church to be on an offensive role today, not on a defensive role, back on our heels, but we need to go forward. It's like what Paul said in Ephesians 6:10. We need to put on the battle garment that God has put and placed on it. I believe instead of having tennis shoes, we need to have shoes that move forward. I tell you what, when I've seen the military people, I yet to see any of them when they're in their military guard and their uniforms or what they have. I don't see any Nikes or I don't see any other type of tennis shoes on them. No, they have warrior boots. They are moving forward and they were ready for battle. Folks, it's time for day for the church to make ready. I believe that's with all that's within me. It's time to make ready and to make ready for battle and to make our voices roar in the midst of the places that we've allowed it to be quiet. Whew. Man, folks, it's important today. God is raising men and women to be warriors for him. But it takes people that have an obedient heart and preparation for the battle. I believe that this morning that somebody through the Holy Spirit is speaking to them, wanting them to rise, wanting them to take place in the great army of what God is calling them to be. I believe there's a great anointing out there and an expectation. Yes, I believe revival not only is coming, but it's here. It's going to have places that we have unexpected. It's not going to look like revivals of what we experienced before. I believe that God is at work. I believe that God is not finished with the United States of America. I believe that God has got something for these days ahead that he wants to use for us. That we need to go back and see what it was that our forefathers believed in. The Republic and the Constitution. If you listen to the prophets, majority of them point back to this very thing that I'm saying today. It's time for our voices to roar and to make ready and to be the men and women that God has called us to be. Will you pray with me this morning? Dear Jesus, again, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for this opportunity that we can come and have communion with you through prayer, that we speak, that we do exactly what you call us to be. Lord, I believe this morning that there's people, there's men and women out there that are called to be warriors and they've been silenced. Something has hurt their heart. Sometimes it's complacency. Sometimes it's sin. I pray that whatever those things might be, that they get rid of it, Lord. That they come to the place of the anointing that you've called them to be. Now is the time for us, Lord, for us to be open to your will, open to the callings of our lives that you have within us, that we don't turn away and be afraid. That the Lion of Judah roars again. Lord, help us to be the warriors for you, that we serve a risen King, the living God, who sits by the right hand of the Father, who allows the Holy Spirit to cover the earth and to speak to all men and their hearts. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Next week, we're going to continue again on prophets and prophecy and the importance of the days to come. I believe it's something that not very often we speak about in church because for some reason we're afraid to see the importance and the positioning, not that they're greater, but the positioning of the prophets and of what God is speaking through their lives to speak to us, just like it was like great prophets from old, Isaiah, Elijah, Elisha, John the Baptist, just some of those people that spoke an incredible word and you used them in a mighty way. Lord, help us to listen. I just hope, folks, that you stay with us these next few weeks. And the last 2 weeks, again, Pastor Bill Tweed will be with us, and we're going to look at what it means for us to be prepared and also to make ready as we get ready to the November election. It's going to be big. It's going to be important. And I believe it will predict the destiny of our nation. Folks, I'm Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.